And now, the rest of the story. New York theater audiences could hardly believe their eyes. In Chicago, movie critics demanded police interference, threatened to smash the projector. It was that immoral. It was, they said, licentious. And almost certainly you have never seen a motion picture anything like it, certainly not in a neighborhood family movie theater. There are only two performers, a man and a woman. The entire movie from start to finish, how shall I say this now? From start to finish, the entire movie is a most intimate encounter. Upon learning of the motion picture's national distribution, the American clergy was thrown into a righteous rage. How, they demanded, could such sin be so graphically depicted and then foisted on the public? A more appropriate question might have been why. And the answer would have been self-evident. Box office. Money. Because everywhere the movie played, it raked in record amounts of cash. Considering the picture's relentlessly passionate content, replete with languorous, sensuous close-ups, it would surely have been censored, perhaps even outright denied distribution. But for one thing, in those days there was no movie rating or censorship. There was no limit to the degree of sex or sensationalism that a producer could bring to the screen. This particular movie was loosely derivative of a risque Broadway play called The Widow Jones. But, of course, there are things one can do on film which could never even be attempted on stage. The motion picture starred the two principal players from the original Broadway cast, May Irwin and John Rice. Even the still frame photographs from their movie are the stuff of which sweaty palms are made. So powerful was the impact of actress May Irwin's appearance in that one motion picture that despite her many, many accomplishments, she is recognized primarily for that one. That same movie, after all, inspired the first ever public crusade for screen censorship. But this is the rest of the story. This most provocative motion picture, which so scandalized theater audiences nationwide, was entitled simply The Kiss. That was the title, The Kiss. And that title describes precisely the contents of the movie. I mean the entire, total contents of the movie. It was one long, passionate kiss. At least it was long by the screen standards of that day. For that movie, in its entirety, ran just a little less than 60 seconds. A solitary love scene from a Broadway play. For you see, the movie that made May Irwin famous, the sizzling screen performance declared too hot for popular consumption, was filmed and distributed in 1896. So, X rating is nothing really new, you see. In fact, movies had barely been invented and people were already calling them trash. And now you know the rest of the story.